Everybody's gonna, oh, 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 everybody's gonna.
What's going on, everybody? As you know, Doug's not here. It's me by myself, all alone, no guests. I've got Shiznit Guy. That's what I always call him. Shiznit Guy is here with me today from Shooting the Shiznit podcast. It's Brian Trammell, Amtrak.
You motherfuckers. Yeah, y'all got a, you know, we got a standing joke on our show too now because, and there's been so many people in my life that for years called me, you know, Trammell, Brian Trammell. And I actually introduced myself as Brian Trammell, but you would not believe the people that when you say Trammell, that they want to call you Tramali or
Trammell.
Tremble, they want to call you. It just makes absolutely no sense. And so I, Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, her last name was Trammell, and it's spelled just like my my name. And so when I got older and was trying to introduce myself to people, I was like, okay, my name is Trammell. You know, I mean, it made
we'll just
it
go
easy.
With that.
Yeah, and they could spell it too. It was like, yeah, Trammell. I was like, yeah, that's it.
Well, so, you're always gonna be Shiznit Guy to me. So
there you go. Well, you're not the only one. There's the, and I like that. You know, I went to Chicago like 3 weeks ago for a wrestling convention and or wrestling. That's how we say it in the South. And you know, I had somebody walk up to me, which is there was 11,000 people there. Just the idea that someone actually walked up to me and said, "Hey, I listened to your podcast. You're the Shiznit guy," and I was like, "Yep, that's me." You know,
holy shit.
Yeah, and that
fucking
was fun.
Famous man.
Yeah. I mean, this and the thing about it is with me and Doug's talked about this and. With my podcast, you know, I did a website, I guess it's about 7 years ago now. And then, you know, for 5 years, I did a wrestling website and then went into just didn't do anything wrestling wise. But and then I'm on, you know, when you see me post my stuff on Twitter, that's not the only place. I got like, you know, three huge wrestling sites that post my stuff. I've got five, you know, five or six big Facebook groups, and people are like, yeah, you know, they don't get how you get so many downloads, but it's because I've already had that built in. I got, you know,
built in audience, man.
Right. So, you know, I got friends from years ago, because I was a photographer. I even wrestled, which I was god awful. And so I didn't do it. I managed. And then, you know, just friends from that era. So I got people that I actually listen to just because it's me. So it's kind of fun for that. And then you got all these new people listening that you've never, ever heard of or don't even know who these people are. And it's just really neat. And that's the thing. You guys talked about podcasting, you and John, last week, and you say some of the stuff you said, I want to punch you in the back of the head, by the way. Just
all right, why don't you go ahead and verbally punch me in the back of the head right now?
That when you say, well, I don't care how many listeners we have,
right?
You know,
I stand by that.
Awesome. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I'm the guy that looks every fucking day, sometimes two or three times a day.
Do you want to know the secret? I can tell you the secret right now.
All right, tell me.
You need to get a partner that's very concerned about that stuff and let him worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, my buddy Lance, me and him, you know, we do one show and then I have another guy, Gene. They don't ever fucking email me, message me, or nothing, say, well, how many downloads we get there? But I do it to them. I will message them and say, hey, downloads were good, or hey, that show fucking sucked, you know? But Lance is like, he wants to hear how good, especially if it did really well, mm-hmm. and we have something that we're talking about that we think will really pop, you know, that pop the, and you just, and the funny thing with podcasts, you don't know which one will. You know, I mean, you don't. You'll do the episode, and you'll say, man, that was a great episode. That's, you know, someone listens to that, they're going to tell their buddy, their friend, whatever. And no, they didn't tell nobody because, you know, you didn't get any downloads for that. So I don't know how the fuck you do it. I just really...
So the way... Okay, this is my... I don't know if you want to call it a philosophy or whatever, I guess. And I never really thought about it enough to be a philosophy, I guess. But so if there are... I have nothing interesting to say. If there are 10 people that want to hear me fucking throw up into the mic, which is basically what I'm doing, then... Cool. 10 more people than would ever have listened to me before. You know what I mean? I am good with that. And Doug wants to have a huge reach. So it works out. You know, Doug pushes for that more and more people. And I just, like I said, throw up into the mic.
I get it. I think, you know, Lance... He says all the time, you know, I'm just doing this for the fun of it. I appreciate you giving me, you know, the opportunity, blah, 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 whatever, Lance. But he really, I mean, that's the way he looks at it. And so we could get a small number of people as downloading, and it wouldn't be a big deal to him. You know, it just, he would still do it. And
so. The reality of our situation is so I enjoy talking to Doug. I think it's fun. It cracks me up. That's the extent of it. I enjoy the conversations that me and Doug have when I walk away. I'm like, that was fucking fun. And that's all I really care about. I can spend a Saturday morning talking to my buddy and it's fun for me. Damn. What more could you possibly ask for? You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, I understand. I feel that way too, but I'm also, I have this business background where, you know, I was in restaurants. So in restaurants, I could go in and take over, you know, I was in pizza. So say I'm working for Pizza Hut and I go in for the manager or supervisor or whatever I go into, they always talk about the year, the last year numbers. You want to beat, so this is September, you want to beat September 2017 numbers. That's the main thing you want to do.
Sure.
It would be nice you beat last month's numbers, too, because sometimes you're just as good as the last month you was on. That's just the way they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got – one time I had set the record for a store for the month, and then 2 months later my sales dropped and they fired me. So,
holy shit!
Yeah, because they could care less, you know. Restaurant, and you wonder why people don't, you know, work as a restaurant manager. So,
yeah, that would suck. But from what I know about restaurant managers, they don't get paid very much either. I mean, they don't get paid a whole lot. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I mean, for the
work, you know, it's stressful and.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it. I went into the hotel business, I guess it was it's been about 10 years ago, and I started working as a night manager, and I just really wanted, you know, the world to leave me the fuck alone, and I didn't care. I just wanted money enough to pay my bills and get some groceries, and just leave me the fuck alone. Right. So I start doing hotels, and they found out about my restaurant, background. So they bring me in this meeting with like everybody from the higher ups and supervisor and you know, all this. And it's like, well, we want to bring you in here and interview you to manage our restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right. And then they started talking about, I'm going to pay you this, and then I'm going to give you this bonus if you get this, blah, blah, blah. I said, y'all could just stop. I said, give me $1,000 a week, and you'll have your top, you'll have your best restaurant, best manager you've ever had.
Yeah.
And they kind of chuckled, and I said, I'm not joking. That's the only way you'll ever get me. So, you know, they didn't pay that, and and I made $10 an hour, you know, as the night manager. So, yeah.
Holy shit. Hey, man, you got to have the balls to ask what you need for, you know? What you need for? What the fuck am I talking about? What you need
for?
What you need? What you need for?
But yeah, I didn't. I couldn't play. I could never do that. I mean, I turned 52 this year. I don't want to work 80 hours. I don't, you know, I'm fortunate enough to work for, and I'm not going. I say, you know, everyone knows what my full name is, unlike you and Doug, who hide behind the fucking
microphone. Fuck that
bullshit.
Right, goddamn right. I'm always going to hide behind this microphone. There's always going to be people that want to get me fired.
Well, I work for, let me just say, one of the top technical companies in the world. I work from home.
Is it Apple?
So I will not say that. But
is it Microsoft? Is it Facebook?
But you can make more money doing that than you do. You know, as like I was going to be a teacher, but it's just one of those things where I make more money doing this than a first-year teacher. So that's really scary that you're sitting at home gaining weight, you know, because you don't do anything. You work at home. You work in your pajamas. You only put real clothes on when you have to. So,
yeah, that's it's not good for your mental health, man.
Well, you know,
you're gonna end up starting to watch wrestling.
Fuck you, man.
You said fuck you.
I know you don't like wrestling. That's okay, man. That's okay. I love it that y'all said y'all would listen to me my podcast if you cared about the subject or something.
Hey,
like that.
I would. That's no joke, man. I've never don't mean any personal. You know, I'm not trying to personally attack you, but I haven't listened to your show because I just don't care about wrestling, man. You are a super cool dude, but wrestling, not my thing, man.
Right. I understand that. And there's, you know, to me, there's the misconception of what sometimes if you don't know what we do, you know, being at that con, you know, there was all kinds of different, you know, types of fans and we made fun of them too, so don't think we didn't make fun of them. The first one that we took a picture of and put on our Facebook group was like this super tall guy, and he was just like huge. I mean, just big all over. You're like, what the hell? We just walked in and there's a giant here, you know? And then the thing with the wrestling now is like it's a sea of black and white t-shirts. So everybody has a logo on their butt. And our dumbass did the same thing with Shooting a Shiznit. And I told Lance, said, man, we should have thought about this. We should have had a red or blue shirt so that we look totally different than these other guys. I was like, yeah, we will do it next time. So there's no sense of wearing the same shit. So
yeah, exactly. Was that the first one you've been to or?
It's the first one in 30 years that I
Holy shit. that's nuts.
I go to the other cons, Wizard World, mainly just to look at titties. So I'm going to the Ren Fair next weekend. My wife's into that. And,
really? I've never been to one of those.
Oh, man. You got to go. There's, you know, I don't drink, but they have like tons of beer and tons of titties. So just... My wife, that's what I tell her. That's the only reason I go, because of the girls, all the girls' titties. You know, she's like, I don't care if you look at them.
I don't care. Fucking look titties. Maybe that's why she goes too.
Maybe. Hey, no, she don't. She don't swing that way.
Good one.
All right. Okay. I'll cut this out, but this because you wouldn't cut it out.
No, and I don't want you to.
For some reason, this software is only giving me 15 fucking minutes to record. So hold on. Let me cut this.
Well, that's not good.
All right. We're back. Let's keep talking. We're back. I have shitty software. So there you go. if you want to keep that on there.
Yeah, you're recording our show, just so everybody knows. You have shitty
software.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
You're on my show.
Guys, I want you to know, here I am. Anthony texts me. He says, well, I just got up at 3:30, you know? And I'm like, okay. I said, I'll call you in 10. No, man. I gotta get a shot. I don't know what the fuck that meant. A shot of what?
My phone autocorrects shit to shot. Apparently my phone doesn't like it when I curse, I guess.
I was like, man, he's going to be an alcoholic. I don't care, you know. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, but damn, you know.
No shot.
And then I call him, and he goes, well, we can just do it the way you want to do it. Do you want to just record it? Do you want to piece it together? Do you want to do you want to edit it? Do you want – I was like, oh, what the fuck? Did John do all that too?
Do you want to edit it? Don't lie. I never said that shit.
Did John do that?
I didn't ask you if you I demanded that you edit it. I didn't ask you if you wanted
demanded.
To.
He demanded.
I said, you're going to edit this bullshit.
Did John edit it? Did John? I got to know.
So John did. John recorded it and sent. Yes. Yeah, yes, John. I suppose he did, yes.
Oh, well, see, I do that on
You're pulling back the curtain here.
Oh, shit. What curtain?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you guys always make fun of it, but, you know, I do my whole deal where I'm like, live from STS Studios. Like, I have a fucking studio here, you know. But that is part of the joke for us. We just make a joke out of it. Sure. But then I hear you guys talking, like, they talk like, some people talk like they're in a studio. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we do, yeah. Another thing you said last week was about the advertisers. Now, what is your, I guess what's your beef with you guys actually advertising to make it a little money?
My it runs deep with me. It's hard to explain. So why would I want, like I said at the beginning of the show, I just sit down Saturday mornings and bullshit with my buddy, right? That's what this show is, right? Why in the fuck would I want to come out here on a Saturday morning and try to sell you a Casper mattress? I got no interest in that, man.
What's up with the Casper mattress? You got something about Casper mattress, you know?
That's a lot of the podcast. that's a running joke. A lot of the podcasts ask.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Casper mattress.
Okay.
It's either Casper mattress or the food, the one where they send you food and you cook it yourself. What the hell's that one called?
Blue Apron. Yeah.
Yeah, Blue Apron. Everybody's all about. Oh, you got to go to Blue Apron. Blah 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 blah. Fucking tired of hearing it. Just talk. Just do your fucking podcast. Everything that you do doesn't have to be about money. You can just, if somebody wants to donate to our show because they enjoy it, I would much rather they donate because they enjoy it than listen to me talk about trying to sell them Casper mattresses. I mean, that's just me, you know. And if you don't enjoy it enough to donate, then just listen for free. I'm cool with that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get your point, but I just you know, I mean, when you have people that actually reach out to you and say, you know, I want to advertise on your show. I do commercials, like three commercials when it first comes on, if I have three sponsors, and then in the middle, I won't do any more than three.
Yeah.
And I have reached out, like, we had a vapor shop. I noticed that I had tons of downloads from Oxford, Mississippi, 1 month. And there's tons of wrestling fans in Oxford, Mississippi, so that's probably it. You know, a bunch of fucking rednecks sitting around. They don't have nothing else to do. I'm surprised they can even use a podcast, you know, listen to one. I can't believe that.
These are your people. Don't talk down to them. These are your people, man.
Oh, my God. We used to go every Monday night to a little show in Arkansas, me and my first wife. And there was a family that was the front row all the time.
Yeah.
And these, I mean, you can buy a bar of soap for a fucking dollar, okay? God damn. I mean, they stunk so bad. You're like, how did you buy a $7 wrestling ticket, but you can't buy a fucking soap? We called them the Adams family because they was all real dirty. And I would go, doo-doo. You know, I'd play the music in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I make fun of people all the time, so that's one of – what was we talking about? We said, the advertisers.
Advertisers.
Yeah. And that's what I do.
Stay on topic here.
And, I, you know, we make jokes. And we had, you know, we worked a deal with Spunk Lube, so we'd have a bunch of samples and just use them as prizes. And it sure. seems to get, you know, people listening, or they retweet and stuff like that. I guess I could say I'm in negotiations with another sponsor because they we contacted them, they contacted us back, boo boo boo. But it's bluechew.com. And they are a Viagra is what it is. But it's the generic version.
Really?
And so we're going to have fun with our sponsors. Come on. I'm going to ask Lance, so did it get you hard on? You know, that's all we're going to say. And then we're going to run a commercial. But my goal when starting this was to eventually get the advertisers. And I'm kind of on the opposite side because as a business, I ran a pizza business and I was always doing the advertising to get people to walk through my door.
Sure.
But it was to just pay for the hosting, blah, blah, blah. You know, that was it. And that's at no time did we think there was ever going to be any extra after that. But, I mean, I took my money. If it's any extra, and we buy stuff and give it away. I mean, that's pretty much what we've done. But it's been funny because –
the way me and Doug look at it may be a little bit different. I have a problem with the whole system. I don't like that people their first thought is let's rely on advertising to do a podcast. That's a terrible business model. I mean, not even just for podcasts, but for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those, anything that you get for free relies on advertising, right? And that's a terrible fucking business model because that means they're going to sell all your shit to the advertisers. I just don't have any interest in that. I think we should have an economy that's not based on advertising, that's based on a mutual, you like our shit, so help us out. Do you understand what I mean? Like, we're giving you a service. If you're getting something out of that service, give what you can. You know what I mean?
I get it, but, you know, our Patreon is just horrible. We never have been able to get. I like the way you.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. We're not fucking getting rich off of it. But that's not the point of this.
I spend my 12 cents a week with you guys. Don't say you're not getting rich, okay? Don't tell me that. And then when you miss an episode,
Pisses you off, doesn't it?
It pissed me off because y'all said we're not going to do one this week. What the fuck? So you need to send me
my 12 cents. What the fuck? Doug's a little bit different. Doug's a little different. He wouldn't. I mean, I think he would be okay with the advertisers as long as they were something that we could work into our show. You know, he doesn't want to do something that's just like, hey, go buy Casper mattress again. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to do shit like that. He's a little more open to it than I am, which I don't know, but there's got to be a middle ground, you know,
we got lucky with some, like, if a promoter has a big wrestling show, you know, they'll contact me and say, hey, can you do a commercial about my show and things like that. And it being a wrestling show, then it's targeting, you know, they know it's targeting the audience. So it's just, there is a fine line. I understand what y'all. What gets me, though, is I will look. Y'all talked about this. What is the podcast that has so many fucking Patreon members that they're making like $50,000 a month? What is it?
Last podcast on the left.
How the hell? I've never listened to the podcast. I got pissed off because they're making so much money and I won't listen to it.
It's not a bad show. It's all right. I mean, they don't deserve that, but I mean, you know.
Jesus, that's a lot of money. I'm just like, you know, if you was making that a month, yeah, I could see, you know, dropping your real job and doing that. But it's just one of those things. I like y'all's story where you say, well, we thought about setting up a studio and all that kind of shit. I'm glad y'all didn't, because that's what happens. You do something like that and you're like, damn, this is crazy.
So the one sponsor that I don't mind that we have, we can talk about now if you want.
Okay.
But since it's our show, it doesn't matter what you want.
I'm recording this motherfucker. I'll cut this part out.
We got to talk about we have merch. I mean, for some reason I feel like that's not really a sponsor. I feel like I'm helping that guy out, you know what I mean? Instead of I'm not hawking his shit. I'm trying to help him because I think he's a cool dude. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's the way I did. We had shirts made up when we went to the con so that it would, you know, kind of go. The con or the show was called All In. Yeah. So we got hashtag All In with SpunkLube.com put on our shirts along with our logo. Yeah, it was you. We got all kinds of looks, you know. that right there, that I might have been able to get. Say I could have got the shirts cheaper, and I might have been able to, not online, but maybe locally here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I didn't want to. I hadn't sold a lot of t-shirts, but maybe to myself. But I'm just thinking, dude can make if he's selling a shirt or two shirts a day. You know, so we ordered, I guess it was over $100 worth of stuff, but I just feel like, you know, this guy's got my shirts up, he's put them on the site, he does, you know, and one of these days, if one of our shirts go, you know, they lose their shit and start buying one of our shirts like crazy, yeah, then he'll benefit, and I'll benefit. It's
right.
And I cut mine down. I mean, my shirts, I'm only making like $2 a shirt, so, just because I want other people, you know, go ahead and buy them kind of thing. So
yeah, sure.
Because it's advertisement. If someone sees a Shooting a Shiznit shirt somewhere or one of my other, you know, just we do a bunch of shirts that are I'm a Hugger is one of the wrestlers. Her name is Bailey.
Yeah.
And so we got I'm a Shiznitter and just stuff like that, you know. And then it's Rusev Day is one of the things that we got at Shiznit Day. And then one of the things for the wrestlers being the elite, we got being the Shiznit. So it's just little things like that that we do. But if somebody really likes it and it goes off, then he'll benefit. And I like it. I mean, I wish that, you know, I didn't even know this guy. I don't talk to him but much except when I'm ordering or putting up a new design.
Yeah,
but I'm like you. I really want to say something about. I try to say something a couple of times per episode, usually at the front and at the end about we have merch.
Sure. Yeah, I think like I said, I like him. He's a good dude, and you know, you don't even have to buy his shit. Just give him money. And just I'm not trying to advertise his shit, but I want him to do good. You know, that's the kind of advertisement I'm okay with. I want him personally to do good, you know.
Yeah, I just, you know, there, like I said, I think there is a fine line, and that's why I've kind of limited, you know, how many commercials we would have, because there are podcasts which you know, they stop right in the middle of it and start talking about DDP yoga or something like that, and you're like, wait, what were we talking about?
Wait a
you
minute. Know so we had done a bit about the I don't even remember what the fucking thing was called, where you hook it to the end of your cock and you can recircumcise yourself, you know?
What the fuck?
Or redo your like, if you've been circumcised, you like hook this thing to your foreskin and it pulls your foreskin back over your
cock.
Why?
So, is the question.
He said, why?
Why the fuck? I don't get that.
There are people who are mad that they were circumcised when they were a kid, and they don't want to be circumcised.
I'm not mad. My penis looks good now. If I took a picture of my dick now, that would be like, I had a girl tell me one time, all right, we're fucked up here. We're running out of time, so here we go again. My cheap-ass software, we had a break. Just a couple. But I had a girl one time that I was with. She told me I would be I should model my penis. That it was pretty.
It was pretty.
Yeah, it should be modeled, you know, for those statues where they do the cock, you know, they leave the cock hanging, Michelangelo or whatever the hell they are. She said, you should model your penis. And I'm like, what the fuck, you know? No, the foreskin thing. Tell me the story. I don't remember this. I don't remember you guys talking
this
about
was, this. This was an earlier episode. So it's like some clips, I guess, or some straps and a weight and then you can kind of tie it to your leg, I guess. And it stretches your foreskin over. You wear it for weeks or whatever, and it stretches your foreskin out, so it undoes your circumcision, you know. And I am interested in getting them as a sponsor, because that's amazing. I have no interest in doing that, but that would be a fucking phenomenal sponsor for our show, because it fits. Now,
how does that fucking fit with y'all? Tell me the logic that you have. Pull my skin on my dick, and this fits with Who's Right. This is a Who's Right sponsor right here.
Have you listened to our show?
I have. I did. I try to listen. You said I apologize one time. I said I started with the first episodes, and I tried to get through those.
Oh, they're so bad.
It's not what y'all do now, and I just not. If I would have listened to one of those, I may not have. You know. And
oh, Doug, they're so bad.
Yeah, Doug asked me one time how I started listening to you guys, and I fucking don't even remember. I just maybe Twitter, and I seen whatever, and I started listening. But you talk about, you know, your listeners and all that. Your podcast, I told this to my wife today, is the only podcast that I start looking for y'all's news, for your new episodes.
Really?
And it's, I don't know, I think it's when, it makes me feel like when you guys are talking, that I got like two of my best friends from part of my life, and they're sitting around talking bullshit, and I get to listen to them.
Really?
Because some of the things you guys say are so far one way that, you know, it's the same thing. My friend, all of us, we talk about all the time. You know how me and my wife had a huge conversation this morning. How politically correct, and you guys talk about this a lot. That, you know, that the world tries to be so politically correct. There's a, I wish I could bring this up, but there's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Just recently. Did you see this? They had a dress code.
What?
And this restaurant had a dress code, or a bar. It was a bar, and it said, like, no baggy pants.
Yeah.
No this, no that. Brim caps. Well,
yeah.
They called them racist. I'm like, what? I wear one of those caps every day, and I'm as white as can be. And so that's what we were talking about. Be. You know,
everything is racist. Anything that people don't like is racist.
It's just weird. It's just when my kids, I've got three daughters, 24, 21, and my baby girl is 17. She's graduating this year. It's up to you. I mean, as a parent, to say, you know, it really doesn't matter if you're gay, black, whatever. Don't discriminate. Fat, skinny, whatever. Just don't discriminate people. If you don't like somebody, that's fine. I don't care if you like them or not. But
I was with you until you said fat. You gotta discriminate against fat people.
Well, that's true. I don't know why you got me on then. So
I don't know. Same reason I have Doug on. I don't know.
But yeah,
I had to get that jab in there.
Yeah, you can call me fat too. Since Doug, this motherfucker, I don't know how you do this with him every week.
That's what everybody says.
But yeah, I mean, that's all you got to do when the kids are growing up, and you just got to do that, and then. And then, you know, try not. My oldest daughter's, we used to call it bisexual. So I don't know what they call it now.
What I was going to say, what do they call it now? I think that's what they still call it.
She likes, you know, men and women. She's dated both. She's dating a girl now. She pretty much dates black people.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's one of those things where you just, you know, her and her mom don't even talk because her mom don't understand any of that. How can you be with a black person? How can you be with a girl?
How can you not talk to your daughter? That's what I don't understand.
It's just horrible. It's me and her, my oldest had a little spat, I guess you could say. And we didn't talk for like 60 days. And I think That's like one of the worst times ever for me. I just, sure. I mean, I talk to my kids every day. They live in different parts of the country, but I talk to them every day, and it was just one of those bad feelings. And when I think about it, I'm just like, man, I wish I would, you know, I wish we could have not had to go through that. But
sure.
But I don't understand not talking to your children. But I think it's that easy. I think it's as easy as saying, look, you know, but people get so offended, you know, whether you're gay or whatever you are. I mean, back in the day, you know, if you suck dick, you're gay. now you could suck dick and you wouldn't really even be gay. You just suck dick because you wanted to, you know.
No, I think you're still gay.
All right, okay. I didn't suck dick. Okay, I didn't suck dick. I promise. I might have thought about it. You can fantasize about.
Oh, you thought about it? You're gay.
No. See, that's a good point. Now, if someone fantasizes about sucking dick,
gay,
are they really gay?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not even a question. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not trying to portray it in a negative light. But if you fantasize about other men, yeah, you're gay.
All right. Okay. I'm just asking for a friend.
Sure you are.
But, man, I always tell my wife that we talk about racism and everything, you guys, a lot, and how everything that – it's funny sometimes that you can tell you guys are pissed at a certain race and you want to call them bad names. But I think that's one of those things where it's – it comes out of your mouth when you get mad. And I have a friend. I have had black friends, by the way. So that makes me not racist.
It makes you not racist by default.
But he says when you get mad and you say the N-word, that you're racist. I don't see that. You guys talked about this, about some guy getting mad and saying, I think it's just one of those things where we scream it, you know, because we think it'll hurt that person. I think
that's exactly what it is. You're thinking in your head, in the heat of the moment, what would hurt this person the most? And that word has a lot of connotations. You know what I mean? You know it's going to hurt somebody. So it's always funny to me that people think that Doug and I are racist. I mean, it's just so fucking weird, man.
No, I don't. I see, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I tell my wife sometimes I get up on the racist side of the bed, you know. I feel like that because every person of either color or whatever, they piss me off that day. So, when I went back to school a couple of years back, I always talked about the Chinese. I don't know if they were from China, Japan, whatever. They were Asians. But I called them Chinese. Yeah, I call everybody Chinese. And I was like, man, they get on my fucking nerves. They're all over here. They talk in a different language. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. They're probably saying I'm ugly. and she's like, you know, I think you have a problem with Chinese people. And I'm like, no, I don't. I just have problems with the ones that are on campus, you know?
Just these ones here.
Today, I told you this right before we started. Today, I go to Walmart. And this, if you have somebody that's working somewhere in a department that cannot speak English to help you, why the fuck did you hire them? Am I being racist with that?
I don't know. I don't know that it's racist, but I mean, I'm not even 100% sure how I feel about it. I mean, if you're operating a store in America and I speak English and 99.99% of the people that go in there speak English, I would expect that you should be able to get help in English, right?
If I went into a Mexican restaurant, I don't expect them all to speak English, okay? I really don't. If I go into a Chinese restaurant, you know, so forth, so on.
Yeah.
But if I go into Walmart and I'm trying to get macaroni and cheese And I go to the deli, and she doesn't understand anything I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I actually said, how much is that? The large container. How yeah. much is that? She says, I can't tell you till I weigh it. What? Yeah, we don't go to McDonald's and order something and get to the window, and they say, well, I can't tell you till you get to the window.
I can't tell you. I'll have to make it for you first. Whatever it comes out to, that's what you got to pay.
My wife was so embarrassed. I said, fuck that. And I just walked away. I was just like, she was like, man, you are in a bad mood today. And I said, I'm not in a bad mood. I just want people to fucking talk English. She goes, shh, don't say that.
Don't say it out loud.
And I feel, you know, I feel bad for that person because, I mean, I'm all about getting you a job, but don't put you as the face of the deli, you know? I mean, I know deli is really prestigious.
You want to keep them people in the back? Is that what you're saying?
They should go
that's
out.
That's what I got out of the conversation.
They should go out the back door. They shouldn't, and they should have their own little fountain somewhere. Oh, God.
Now that might be a little racist.
That might be a little racist. My grandmother talks about she don't now because she's dead, but she would talk about, you know, she was with restaurants and the blacks would come to the back door to get their food, and she thought it was ridiculous. It was like one of the worst things ever, you know. She's like, why were they sending them through the back door? They were in our way. That's what she was saying, you know.
They were in our way.
Yeah.
She wanted them to go to the front door, right?
Yeah, yeah, she did. She didn't want them. And then she had, she would do these Bible studies with like they were 7 or 8 years old, little black girls is what they were. And my aunt, her daughter, told her she shouldn't have them blacks over that house because they were going to steal something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So my grandmother, that's where I get this, not being racist kind of thing, except when they can't talk English and they're at Walmart and I don't get my fucking macaroni and cheese.
And you want them to have their own water fountain.
But she told her daughter, don't come back to my house if you're... if you're going to be like that. And I was like,
wow,
damn, you know, so she just, and then my dad was like, biggest racist ever,
really?
You know, in this, in that, I had a black friend, which also goes back to, I'm not racist cause I have black friends. All right, guys, I had to start over again. I don't have any money, so my credit card bounced. No. But my dad, I had a black friend in high school. We graduated. And one of the first things my dad actually said to me was, you don't have to be friends with him anymore because you don't go to school with him.
What? Like, wait a minute. We're friends.
He got cancer and he was in the vet hospital. His favorite nurse, he kind of turned at the end. He turned. The favorite nurse was this big black guy. And then he got blood transfusions, you know, because he had cancer. And it seemed to be every time he got blood that it was a black guy he was getting blood from.
Really?
And that kind of made him think, you know, hey, these people are helping me, blah, blah, blah. But he was hilarious about the blood, and this is as racist as hell, but he said that every time he got blood from those black guys, he wanted to dance.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And talk jive. He wanted to talk
and
jive.
Talk jive.
Jesus Christ. Horrible, you know. He took morphine and had these hallucinations like crazy. And you know Joe the Camel? You know, Joe the Camel. He loved those ads and everything because he thought they was funny. And so I took a picture of Joe the Camel and I put it in his room just to something to laugh at.
Sure.
And I came in there and he's all fucked up. And he says, hey, come here. And I said, all right, you know, what's going on, Dad? He says, Joe the camel, he's a whore. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, yeah, my dad was a character, man. He's always trying to make people laugh, but, man, that motherfucker was a racist. So I hate it, but he was a racist.
So I think that's an important thing to understand is that a lot of people were raised that way, you know? That's how your dad was that way, so you were sort of raised, and that was normal, you know what I mean? So you can't expect somebody to be raised that way and then be completely understanding of everything all of a sudden, you know? You got to give people a chance to grow and learn.
I agree, but I also agree it's got something to, you know, I was raised that way is kind of a crutch sometimes, and that's with me too, you know? I was raised that way, but I didn't take, I didn't take his racism. Now, I can see humor in it. That's where I don't, you know, I watch Family Guy. I watch American Dad. And I don't know why they haven't yanked those guys off the airs, but people are politically correct. Because there's still jokes to be made about racism. And people don't get
it. Yeah, I do it every week.
Yeah, me too. So I don't get why, you know, I don't get the thing where everybody's offended. Like, that's just one of the things that it's the same. But here, it's kind of a double standard in a way. Because you do see, and I know probably your listeners are going to say he's full of shit, but if you watch black comedians, they can talk about white people all they want to.
For sure.
But if we got up and talked about black people as white comedians, then
that shit won't fly.
Yeah. You know, Chris Rock, his latest Netflix thing says something about, thank you black people or something, because all the school shootings are from them crazy white people, which is true. There's never been a black guy do a school shooting. Yeah. But you know, that's kind of joke for, you know, if we flipped it the other way, then it would be horse shit. You know, it'd be, oh, you fucking racist, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. You can't have a discussion about race or even joke about race while you're white. You know what I mean? So it's a weird place to be, because I got a lot of things to say about race and I'm white.
Right. When I worked at a factory, it was like I worked a line, and then right next to me was a black guy. We always had, you know, well, black people are fun, you know, they're really fun. They laugh a lot. We always talked about that you could do the comedy, you could get so far, but you couldn't say, you know, I always told him I was going to come to their black club and walk in and say, there's Red, that's my, you know, Ian. Yeah. And he goes, no, you won't be able to do that.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't walk out of that place.
Yeah, so, but, you know, there is a stage where you just got to, like I said, my friends in general, I probably got one guy of my whole little circle that still says the N-word.
Really?
And other than that, and, you know, we're not racist. But our dads, you know, one of my friends, best friends for life, you know, still says the N-word. They still say it. You know, they're all at the barbecue, and that's what they're talking about. So you're just like, this is so 20 years ago.
It's backwards. It seems backwards, doesn't it?
And it kind of gives you that whole thing with the South being backwards, you know?
Yeah.
That we're all racist, and we're all backwards, and we're all dumbasses and stuff. But then you go to a family barbecue and you start hearing them talking about, you know, them blacks are taking over or something like that. And you're like, wait,
you know, what the hell's going on here?
My friend's dad said he wasn't watching Wimbledon anymore. This is when was Serena Williams, the Williams sisters, because of them, he can't watch Wimbledon anymore.
Did he watch Wimbledon in the first place?
Yeah, he's a tennis fan, but you're just like, yeah, I know. Me neither. What the fuck? What is Wimbledon?
What a stupid reason to stop watching. I mean, something that you enjoy. You know what I mean? That's stupid.
Yeah. I just And that's, you know, that's why I like this show so much. You guys will throw stuff up like that and talk about, instead of, you know, skirting the issue. But, you know, you don't even tell your real last names, which I do know both of y'all's real last names. So,
and you better not tell anybody ever. Very important.
If anyone wants to buy me, because I'll take fucking sponsors.
Taking sponsors to give my last
samples. I don't know what's the fuck this Casper mattress, but I want one now. This motherfucker, that's all he talks about. So whatever you guys want to throw at me, I got a good listenership there. A lot more than this fucking show, okay? And so...
Oh, shit.
All right. We're here with Anthony. Anthony, you got anything else you want to say?
Nothing. I got nothing, man. Buy Casper Mattress.
Buy Casper Mattress.
You don't buy Casper Mattress.
Can I end the show like I always end my show?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Same bat time, same bat channel on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. Love my mama.
Be there.
Love my mama.
Perfect.
All right.
Hey, do you need shirts to promote your podcast? How about coffee mugs for that artisan bean roasting business you started? What about poker chips with the name and logo of your super secret underground gambling ring? The fine folks over at WeHaveMerch.com will help get your name and logo on just about anything you can think of. Have you ever thought about starting your own Navy? I mean, who hasn't, right? The guys at Who's Right Podcast did just that, and WeHaveMerch.com provided the uniform services. They will handle the orders and delivery. You just concentrate on making people want to wear the shirts with your logo, and let WeHaveMerch.com take care of the rest.